I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with you in San Francisco for the grand opening of a building for jazz on Jazz Set from WBGO in Newark and NPR Music. It's January 23rd, 2013, and we are here to formally and triumphantly launch the long life of the world's only freestanding structure designed for and dedicated to this art form, jazz, all by itself. Tonight, SF Jazz is filling its new space with people and music. Executive Artistic Director Randall Klein has led the effort.
The organization was founded in 1983, so we had a very small community festival, featured only Bay Area artists, but we just kept marching ahead. And every year, the organization grew bigger and bigger and eventually developed a lot of community supporters, a stronger board of directors, bigger audiences. And in 1998, we undertook a strategic plan in which the idea of building a building came forward.
That's Randall Klein talking to Sonny Buxton from KCSM, the jazz station in San Mateo. Opening night at the SF Jazz Center in San Francisco. And Joe Lovano with Joshua Redman is calling the concert to order in surround sound on Jazz Set.
We'll be right back.
Joe Lovano, with Joshua Redman on sax, Matt Pinman bass, John Santos percussion, Jeff Ballard drums. Blackwell's message is for drummer Ed Blackwell, who brought a New Orleans beat to the world. It's opening night at the SF Jazz Center here in San Francisco, and you're with us on Jazz Set. The SF Jazz Collective is on stage in its new home for saxophonist Miguel Zenon's composition for this occasion and the folks behind it, Mastermind. SF Jazz Collective is Avishai Cohen on trumpet, Miguel Zenon on alto, that was his composition, Mastermind, David Sanchez on tenor, Robin Eubanks trombone, Stefan Harris vibes, Edward Simon piano, Matt Penman bass, Jeff Ballard drums, now in residence at the new SF Jazz Center. It's opening night. Trial by fire for the architects and acousticians. And everybody's happy. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Tyner's Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit is an anthem for the evening. Executive Artistic Director Randall Klein likes to walk reporters outside and show them how you can see Symphony Hall and the Opera House from the new SF Jazz Center. Classical music institutions are a model for this organization, as Klein tells KCSM's Sonny Buxton on opening night.
Jazz at Lincoln Center really led the way in this regard, that it was possible to build a building that took jazz quite seriously and tried to distinguish this hall, not just the acoustics, but the feel of the hall, and the idea that the club model is the great tradition of jazz, the intimacy and the immediacy and the vibrancy, the casual, the relaxed nature of a club, and how could you translate into the focus of a concert hall. we tried to do that both acoustically and with the design of the theater so that people really felt close. I mean, there are some seats in the auditorium where the two rows on the sides of the stage, it feels like you are on the stage.
Up until now, SF Jazz has presented more than 100 concerts a year in clubs and rented halls. From now on, the events will come under one roof. This roof. We have pictures at jazzset.npr.org. And now here's Joshua Redman, a previous artistic director of SF Jazz, with Eric Reed, Matt Penman, Jeff Ballard, and Irving Berlin's Remember.
Thank you.
Joshua Redman, Remember, on Jazz Set. Here are Esperanza Spalding and Eric Harlan on drums with Look No Further. Thank you.
where you are, I'm the nearest star. Can't you see me right here making you all complete? See, I love you, no one else but you. When I survive your seat, it is, it's good to know you have someone in me. I can't just see no one else in it, and I'm right here before you, darling. Look, no, for the 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 no. Darling, no, for the dear, I'm standing over here. Won't you look no for the dear, no for the dear. Look at the deer. Look at the ocean. Look at the sun. Look at each other with love. Look no further, dear. I'm standing right here. Look no further, dear.
Esperanza Spalding and Eric Harlan in San Francisco at the SF Jazz Center, opening night in surround sound on Jazz Set.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works. And WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, offering a trip to the Montreal International Jazz Festival and other international travel this summer. Information is at wbgo.org/travel.
The magnificent pianist McCoy Tyner is on stage with vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson and saxophonist John Handy with Joshua Redman from the Bay Area, Bill Frizzell on guitar, Matt Pinman on bass, and Eric Harlan on drums for Tyner's Blues on the Corner. Thank you. On the corner. The new SF Jazz Center is on the corner of Franklin and Fell in the Hayes Valley neighborhood near Market Street. You can take BART or the Muni to the Civic Center stop. Opening night was webcast and broadcast live from San Francisco by the team of NPR Music, WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, and WWOZ in New Orleans. We have all the players' names and links to video at jazzset.npr.org. Now the SF Jazz Collective returns to the stage with guest artist Chick Corea at the electric keyboard with Edward Simon on piano for the finale. Chick's Spain, arranged by Edward Simon.
Thank you.
this amazing opening night, the SF Jazz Center has presented concerts on the weekends, cut the ribbon on the Joe Henderson Lab Room, launched the first annual SF Jazz Hot Plate Festival, and is making Bay Area jazz fans and tourists extremely happy. Our thanks and congratulations to Randall Klein, Laura Evans, Cecilia Englehart, Marshall Lamb, and everyone at SF Jazz. Also to Anya Grundman with Sureya Mohammed of NPR Music, and David Friedman of WWOZ in New Orleans. Our recordings are by Damon Jacobs and Tony Guillory. Jazz Set surround sound mixes are by Duke Marcos. Our producer is Becca Pulliam at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Back next time with more great live music.